Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Today I'm just going to touch on the New Zealand Warriors this year. Of course, what they've done has been simply incredible. They've sacrificed more than any other team. They've been away from their families for so long now. I mean, like, I've just read the story of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I think he's got two kids. His wife's back home. He's been away now for, you know, 4 or 5 months. It is just unbelievable the sacrifice they've put in. And I really think the NRL needs to do something to repay the Warriors. I mean, I don't know if it's a little bit of extra money in their salary cap. The first thing I'd be starting with is, obviously with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, we're not sure where he's going to be over the next few years. If I was the NRL, I would be opening up the war chest and I would be helping the New Zealand Warriors keep Roger Tuivasa-Sheck for as long as they possibly can. They've sacrificed so much this year. I think this is a really small way that the NRL could repay the Warriors by keeping their main man there, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I mean, you know, it's a win for rugby league at the end of the day and a little bonus for the New Zealand Warriors for doing what they've done. Another thing I've heard tossed up is that, you know, probably not in 2021 because it looks likely they'll be away from New Zealand again next year still due to the coronavirus. And if that is the case, I believe 2022, we should see the New Zealand Warriors given all home games. I would love to see them have one season where they stay at home the entire time and we go to them. I think it would be a fantastic way to repay the fans. I mean, you know, there's a couple of 100,000 New Zealand Warriors fans sitting over there that they're not going to get to see their team play for 2 years. I think in 2022, for them to have all home games would be sensational and it would be really exciting. If the Warriors could get it together for that one season, it could be absolutely anything. We could see them win their premiership, their maiden premiership, and I think that would be a fantastic reward for what they've done over the last few years. I understand that some people just want to say, oh, well, you know, it's a world we're living in. We all have to make sacrifices. Thank you, but we can't help you. I really think we should. I think the Warriors have gone above and beyond here, and I really think we owe them something because this year it would have been dreadful without sport. This year would have been awful without rugby league, and the New Zealand Warriors, they've done massive overs.